Welcome to the illuminative brilliance of Caps, presented by Outside Normal Looking Eye Media. Welcome everybody to it. Hey, Caps, how you doing, brother? Oh, you got in. That was quick. There's no one complaining. There'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to wait.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me? Yeah,
there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Now we just gotta wait on Sue to get in here.
When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit, then I must remember there'll be days like this.
Message now, warning.
Playing tricks when you don't have no freeloaders after get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business the way that you want to live. I just have to remember.
Hey, Shelby. Hey, St. LMC. Hey, Tron Cat.
Yes, Tron Cat. Yes, people. Hello, Shelby. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Marshall.
Welcome to the tribute. I hope everyone's ready for it.
Yes.
We'll get a good couple of people in, hopefully, and then we'll start.
I am ready for tribute.
And whoever wants to play, you will need to put a 1 in the chat. Thank you.
He said, "What's up, you beautiful sausage?"
Trunka, I missed you, man. Where you been? Get on the game one day, man. He's got Xbox as well, man.
Need somebody to play.
That's what I'm saying. But again, I'll say to everyone, if you want to play, you put 1 in the chat.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello, Sue. Hope you're doing very well.
Sue. Yeah, you gotta play the game with us, Tron. I was about to call you Trat.
Tron, you gotta play, man. It's just slapstick fun. It's not no hard ass questions, and then we get bonus questions at the end. Yeah, it's all about proper trivia at the beginning, and then fucked up trivia at the end. I hope you really enjoy it. I've been working so much on air rotation. Oh, so annoying. Oh, get it. Well,
so
put
man,
one in the chat.
You get a real vacation then. You got the wife and son in New York, and you got a real vacation.
Ain't it? You're chilling, man. Your missus and kids are done, gone. New York. I see the Big Apple. What you gonna do with yourself? Are you bored as fuck? Well, try and put a 1 in the chat if you want to play the trivia.
What's funny is that the wife's going to get home, man. He's going to be wearing
Hello,
the same
Paul.
Pants she left out in. When she left to go to New York.
He's walking around and naked in the house, man. That's what he's going to do. And be using his phone no more.
Yeah.
Do smiley faces on the left side. Well, and so Tron, you better be playing, you bastard.
He has his.
Is he playing?
Yeah,
good, good, good. I like it.
Yeah, there's Paul. Yeah. How you doing, Paul?
You never know how hot it is out there. You're right, Paul. Hope you're doing well.
Doing good, man. Hope y'all are as well.
Oh, bye, Sue. Alright.
Yeah, there we go. We're fucked.
Oh, hey, Sue. Welcome back. Can you speak now?
Yeah. Just every time I go to share the show, my phone locks up, so I had to come out and go in again, so I can't share it to people. So I need Shelby and Paul to share to Ellie and that direct messaging stuff to everybody who's waiting to find it when it's starting. For some reason, it just won't let me share at the moment. So, and I couldn't send you the funny questions, Russ, because my computer decided to do a an update while I was typing it all, and I hadn't got your email address to forward it on an email. So I forwarded it on an email to Caps.
Yeah, you got me on Telegram.
Oh, okay. Let me try.
I like to be. I'm gonna be surprised with the questions today too. That'd be cool.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd be cool. I was at the church building a carport.
I guess you was. Yeah. Well, this is why you two get your heads together Saturday nights, please.
It can't be asked.
Sorry, yeah. we covered your slack, Russ.
We fucking told
you. There wasn't no slack, man. I was building a carport at the church, man. I was actually doing some work.
Well, they not put me under pressure.
I was doing God's work, man.
Yeah. You were supervising, sorry?
No, I was actually putting it together while they cut the sheet metal, and I hung it. So I actually got
it. What were you doing last night, Russ? What was you doing last night, Russ?
I was getting stoned and playing Rocket League with Caps.
Sounds like something.
It can't be bothered with questions when we're getting our ass kicked on Rocket League. It's not the right time.
Hey now. Hey now. No, oh, we got absolutely battered yesterday.
Yeah, we had been winning.
I felt like destroying the game. If it was a disc, I would have flew it out the window like a frisbee.
I just fell on you because you didn't do your questions. That's why, I think.
Yeah, you fucking give me bad luck, you cunt. But anyway. I've got the questions. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. let's put a song on and let's wait. Let's get another 2-3 people in, you reckon, or what? What you want?
I need some people to share because every time I'm sharing.
Yeah, Paul shared it.
Yeah, let's get a couple more people in and then we'll give it 10 minutes and then we'll go for it. Yeah.
Sounds good to me, man. You can't call in because you can't talk or because it won't let you call in. If you want to call in,
Matter if you can't call in anyway. Matter if you can't call in anyway because you can't answer on the panel anyway.
Yeah, we answer in the. Right. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you call. I'll send you.
Oh, he won't let you. Go on, let him call in.
Yeah, I'll let you call in. Let me cut my.
Just that's another rule with the trivia. You can't answer through the panel.
What's up, Tron?
So don't say the answer. Just write it in the chat. You're right, Tronka. How you doing, you bastard?
Good talk.
Now you need to mute yourself and unmute yourself.
Alright. Did that work?
You really low.
Yeah, you're really, really low, man.
Right. New phones do that. You need the old version.
Shelby, have you invited
Turn your volume up.
Ellie and Oz. Ellie and Oz.
Did you do Lucky Me and Shane? I've done Angel.
Oh, okay, yeah. I can get those too. Hold on a second.
Hell, I'll put it on there too.
I've got Paul, I've got Ruka. Ruka's not in either, is he yet? Mama Bear, she usually comes in, Mama Bear Tracy.
Got her too. Mama Bear Tracy.
Yeah. Oh, so he comes in. Cindy, look at me, Shane, Angie, Ellie, Shelby, Mama Bear Tracy. Pause in.
Mama Bear had a show going.
Okay.
She had a what, babe?
I said Mama Bear had a show going.
Oh, did she? Okay. Yeah. She knows it's our bloody trip, yeah.
Yeah, they're watching NASCAR and talking about it on there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay. Okay. That's probably where Shane is in, isn't it?
Nah, I didn't see him. I shared it on all their servers too.
Oh, well done. Oh, cool. You know what, every time I share it once, it's just locked from my phone.
It did that to me for a while, and then it just quit. But
yeah,
every time I would go to share it, it would just lock up and freeze.
Yeah. And then what was the computer deciding to update when I'm trying to do the question?
We're trying to cut. We're playing trivia. We're just trying to get a couple more peeps in here. Trying to get the game rolling because obviously we don't want people to miss questions. Oh, we play Rocket League on Xbox and we play the shooting game, the fucking
Call of Duty,
Call of Duty,
Cold War.
Yeah.
Ellie's here now.
So we got Ellie. So who else are we missing? Or anyone we're missing?
Where's Shep? He said he was playing, didn't he?
Sky holiday.
Is someone shooting to Shep?
I'm about to
do it. I'll do it on Telegram. You're all right, Cindy. I hope you're doing well.
I sent it to Shep on.
Well, it just told me unable to share. The network error has occurred. Your turn.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. I didn't mean to step away that long. My kid dropped.
It's all right.
My kid dropped.
I just shared it.
Sarah dropped a pot off the stove, and Aspen grabbed it. And trying to help her pick it up. Yeah, she got a little burn on her hand, but she's alright. She's alright.
Oh.
Yeah.
Trying to run it under cold water for a bit.
Yeah, that's what we did. We got some burn cream. Yeah, good. We just put a little burn cream on it. Put a little Band-Aid on it. She stopped crying. And it was just, you know.
Oh.
Good.
Little tiny burn. She didn't hold it long when she grabbed
or
it.
Just, you know. Or just what you do, the best option is to chop it off.
Right.
Yeah. If it just fuck it, chop it off.
Parents of the year, you two, aren't you?
Right.
Do a bonus question right now.
Yeah, that's what I told Sarah. Though. I was like, that's like, so this is what happens when I let you watch the kids, huh?
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran out of the house pretty quick. I didn't give her a chance to respond.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Did you share it to me and Shane?
No,
I shared it on that server.
Mate, I'm surprised you're still in the house, man.
Yeah, I ran out of
there. Oh, you're not? You're outside, ain't you? The road.
Yeah, I'm outside under my lean-to today.
Did you say that as you're walking away?
Yeah. Said it before I shut the door.
I love it. Yeah, I've said it before I shut the door. A plant pot hits off your head.
Yeah. Oh,
right, so how many we got? Still sticking at 8, man. What the
fuck? Yeah. So we got like 5 people somewhere playing so far.
Anything else?
I've got 5 at the moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we got 5 at the moment playing.
Yeah. It's slowly, where are they all?
My shit done froze again.
Yeah, we got like, I'm gonna change this one. We got like, 4 minutes for 4:20 here on the East Coast.
Boys, no use coming in and out. I won't put the numbers up, right? We still only got five.
Hey, do you see hey, Caps? Do you see my cheeky ass response to when Shep said congratulations for being on the top of the mountain again?
Yeah, what did you say?
The lava tile, yeah.
<You bastard.
laughs> I was like, don't overthink yourself, man. This is still the house outside of it.
So I'm boycotting you from now on. You bastard.
Yeah,
nah, it was funny to
be fair. Yeah, he can be on top of the mountain. It's still the mountain I built, damn it.
I've always been on top of the fucking mountain, that's the problem. Just don't sing about it.
Yeah, you really...
shout.
I mean, now granted, South Oz is still out there, Ralph Williams is still out there. But really, dude, you're the only one that's left that, I mean, not saying people don't go to Oz's show or Ralph's show, because they do, I guess, but
yeah.
You're still the only, you're the only one that's left out of the OGs, man.
That's true. He's frequent.
Yeah.
Without fail. I've seen that, to be fair.
Yeah.
Notice
more to the point.
And it's not like they left and went and did bigger things, you know what I mean?
Well, this is, that's the thing. With me, I was like, oh, I don't want to be, like, some people are like, and then with me, I just got on with everyone in the end. Like, Tron's one of the OGs. He just don't come on anymore because he's an ignorant bastard. Because he's just got busy with life. Nah, because I miss him, because I actually, Tron's a top boy, man. Absolutely love the
Tron's,
dude, man.
Tron's one of the originals, then, isn't
he? Yeah, he's one of the OGs as well. Yeah, he's with me.
He was around doing his thing before I ever got here. Tron was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tron's safe, man. Good dude as well, man. Really nice dude.
That are left behind them.
Yeah, nah, he's just busy, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, you know, Caps and Tron and the OGs, they gave Podbean life and made it what it is for all of us to enjoy. I didn't do that. I wasn't part of that group. I'm just a guy that came along and gave it CPR and brought it back.
Always have the dude right on the ready, mate. I'll give it life anytime I want to kick someone's ass on here. That's what I like doing.
Right.
Yeah, man. I like it, man. Gives me a little bit of purpose. Yeah.
Hey,
hello, Mr. B.
Hey, Mr. B.
Everyone.
To the trivia, brother. I think Lytle. I'm gonna assume that's how you say your name, Lytle. Lytle. Little. Yeah. And Mr. B, we are playing trivia.
I think his name Lytle.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm gonna go with. But we are playing trivia. It's nothing serious. It's fun. There are prizes to be won at the end of the month for the grand winner of that month. So, there's a reason to play. But it's not too serious. It ain't going to cause you any stress or heart attacks. Just put a 1 in the chat.
I'll tell you the prize that you can. One of the prizes is a Cuban cigar. And that's what I've got. And it was specially made for me in this place. And I got given it, and I don't smoke them. So I've wrapped it up. It's all cellophaned up, so it's there's no air getting to it. So whoever wants it can have it. Yeah, it's an original. My mate went to Cuba longer. Yeah, but you won't be able to do so. So and I'm not joking either. So you will win that if you win the majority of the month of the prizes. Yeah. So
yeah, you get a Cuban cigar, a nice little ball cap that says Illuminated Brilliance of Caps on it, which is the name of the trivia show, and you'll get a brand new t-shirt that's going to be me and Caps' new show starting in called The Middle. I lost my signal there for a second, sorry.
The Middle.
Yeah, you will get a Middle t-shirt, Illuminated Brilliance of Caps hat, and a Cuban cigar, so... yeah, there it is.
Mr. B, is it your birthday today?
If it is, happy birthday.
Is it your birthday today, Mr. Ben? Or did someone tell me wrong?
Could sing, we could sing a song for him. We could do this big song. Oh, it's the second. What, of May?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's no idea. You're birthday.
No, you've got a way to go. No, you ain't getting another
thing. 2nd of April. Oh, no, it was. Oh, okay. Well, related. Yeah. Happy belated birthday. Sorry. Mr. B. He's a good bloke.
Come on, Ange. You don't tell me you're
being hey, Mr. B. Where's Angie at?
Yeah. Angie's coming.
We'll have a wait. I hope you're doing well, Mr. B. I hope everyone's doing fucking fantastic.
Tell Angie I can't start the show without her getting the answers wrong.
We.
Well, no, I depend on her wrong answers, man. It makes my day better. You know, I look forward to it every week. How many answers is she going to get wrong and how many times is Sue going to call her out for it? Yeah. You know?
Right.
I'm not the only one that notices that, right? She'd be like, did Angie get that one right? Oh, no. No, she didn't. Oh. Sorry, Angie.
Tonight, and has anybody invited Bella the Queen or not? The pod boss?
No. I'm not sure.
I started on our server before it kicked me out.
I would invite her in, but I'm not really one for her hypocrisy. I don't know.
Are you Mr. B?
Yeah. I'm getting them all off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Just waiting on and
where's Crash? What's she got wrong tonight then?
When does it start, Ellie? I'm gonna run one more song here, and
in a minute, babe.
Yeah.
After we run this song, we'll see who all's in here, and we'll get it started. And those that come in a little later, we'll just miss a couple questions. But hey, nondescript, how you doing?
Oh, you coming in Scrabble? Why are you coming in Scrabble, you idiot? If you want to know what the question's about, Scrabble, come in as your real name and then we'll give you a question.
Exactly.
I was looking for the name Scrabble too.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. It's like, can y'all hear the music? I don't practice. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm
Hey now, you're a rock star.
Y'all hear that shit cut off?
Yeah, it might shit quick. Might need to do an unplug it real quick.
Podbean dropped me.
After I shared the Scott server, I can't even share nothing on Discord no more.
Hey, welcome in, Amber.
What's up, Amber?
Hey, Amber.
Let's do it, man, right here. All right, y'all ready for this?
Are we ready, yeah?
Hang on, Abby's in, Andrew's just coming in, and Crash is just coming in. So,
are they now broadcasting live from outside of a rundown Kmart loading dock? It's Russ Brown with Outside of Normal and underneath the stairs in his own house, because it's the only quiet place he gets. They illuminated Mr. Caps with all his brilliance. This is the trivia show that can't be missed. This is Sunday, and we appreciate all y'all for being here. Thank you for joining the illuminated brilliance of Caps. Now to your host, the one and only, Mr. Caps.
Right then, you bunch of bastards, this is the rules. You've got to say it in the chat. You don't say it out loud on the actual panel, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Now, listen, these questions are not going to be the hardest. They're not going to be the easiest, but the questions. So, the first one, I'll keep it easy for you. This is going to be quite funny. What animal breathes out of its butt? What animal breathes out of its butt? Put it in the comments.
That's butt for anyone that speaks English, by the way.
We got two answers so far. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Come on, everyone, if you can answer, please. My wife, you come on, Paul. Come on.
That's fucked up, Paul. I'm going to let her know you said that. What's your answer, Ellie, Crash? If you're able to say I'm frozen, Crash, you're able to say an answer.
Come on, I'm frozen.
Yeah,
come on, just any answer. Come on.
Just to shut and come back in again, love. It just froze.
So no,
I think I got six answers
really
here.
I can't really play because I helped with the answers.
Yeah, I got six answers here. Are you helped with the answers on the crazy questions?
Yeah. Tron, did Tron answer? Oh, yeah, Tron answered. So, yeah. Who else? Did Abrant answer? Yeah.
Abrant, give us an answer.
Did Ellie answer?
Yeah.
Yep. Ellie.
I can't play. But... Oh, she can't play. Sorry. All right.
Who can't?
Ellie.
Abraham can't play.
Abraham.
Oh. You can't type, Abraham. You don't have to say anything. Just type.
So, right. All right. So, has everyone answered?
Yeah, yeah. We got all the answers we're going to get until Miss Angie comes in. Yeah.
Right. And so the answer is turtles.
No, oh, that's easy. Nobody got that right.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't either, Paul.
Okay, Abs. All right. Sorry, love. Sorry.
Hey, there's Miss Angie.
It's Angie.
Don't worry. You missed the first question, but so did everybody else.
How many people you got playing?
All right. Hello, Angie. I hope you're doing well. Are we ready for the next question?
Yeah, six, I think. Seven playing now that Angie's here. Seven people playing now that Angie's
here.
Are
you ready?
Mr. B playing.
Mr. B, yeah. Mr. B, Crash, yep. Miss Angie, Cindy, Ellie,
I got eight.
Paul, Tron.
Eight.
and Shelby.
I believe her.
Okay. So yeah, I can't really play though.
Cool. Are we ready for the next question?
Paul, you can play these questions. You don't have to play the other ones.
Gotcha.
You won't remember the answers anyway.
That's true.
Go on. I've swapped them around anyway, Paul.
Are we ready for the next question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In St. Louis, Missouri, it's illegal for a firefighter to rescue who? In St. Louis, Missouri, it's illegal for a firefighter to rescue who?
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. Wow. A couple of Mr. B, you got an answer in there. You got an answer, Mr. B?
Yeah, I was the first one.
I'm looking. He's I see it. I see it. Never mind. Yeah. I do see it. Good answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7 answers down here. Did Miss Angie answer?
Angie, have you answered?
Yes, she did. All right, Ellie answered. Shelby answered. Tron can't answer. All right, let's get the answer. What's the answer?
So the answer is an undressed woman, even if they are wearing a nightgown.
Shut up.
Yep. Oh. My missus just said the same thing.
Oh, for two.
She went, fuck it up.
Hey, no. Look, Ellie got that right because she said cunt.
He said stupid.
Oh, no. Is everybody else wrong?
Everybody else is wrong.
Yeah.
What's the
problem? Well, are you ready for the next one?
Miss Angie said, no way.
Yeah, this is a funny one.
All right.
So, what was banned in Indonesia?
Yeah, like
for stimulating passion. So, what was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion?
You said for stimulating passion.
Passion, yes.
Do you know what passion is, Paul?
It's a fruit, ain't it?
Sorry, Paul. I'm only joking with you. I ain't out shooting deer, though. Have I lost my Wi-Fi again?
No, we're good. We're just waiting for everyone to answer. Is everyone answered?
My Wi-Fi keeps going off. I keep going silent completely. Oh, Rock. Are you playing, Lou, or not?
Hello. Hello, Lou Rock. Hope you're doing well. So, is everybody answered, please?
Where's our quizmaster? What's he doing? Russell. I'll do everything. Let's have a look.
He probably dropped again. Mrs. Adamson.
Yeah, I know. My wife kept dropping too. Right, let me just check.
Am I here now?
1, 2.
Yep.
Oh, you can hear.
Okay. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lou Rock, we're playing trivia, man. If you want to answer, just put the answer in chat. So, what's the
crash of you on?
I don't think I got Crash's answer now.
Crash?
Let me see.
Did you crash?
I don't see Crash's answer either.
She was there and she's gone now. Where's she gone?
She's gone. She is gone.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready for the answer.
Yep.
So the question was, what was banned in Indonesia for stimulating passion? The answer is hula hoops.
Again. Over three, man. Over three.
Hula hoops.
Oh, God. Where the fuck did you get this? He's talking from half a
chance. I can see that. I have a hard enough time filling the hole I got, much less that big of a gap.
Oh my God, I can't believe it either.
The hula hoop, for fuck's sake. You were close, she got cock ring. Did she get half a cock ring?
No. I think to Paul's point there, I've never seen a cock fill that ring.
Angie said, you mean the crystal hoops?
Yeah. Right, are we ready?
We're ready. This is going so well.
What is the number one seller in Walmart? What is the number one seller in Walmart?
He really wants to keep this Cuban cigar.
Right?
Right, come on, everyone. Answer when you can, please. Fucking hula hoops. Right, is we waiting for anyone to answer?
Yeah, we are still. Yeah.
Damn it, man. It's going to be drink 30 by the time you'll answer. She said toilet.
Does everybody answer?
And that's it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mrs. Angie answer. We got Trunk answer. Shelby, you answer. Shelby, you gonna answer? Shelby, you didn't fall asleep on us.
Repeat the question again. No, repeat the question. I'm trying to think.
Best seller in Walmart.
She just woke up, man. Don't let her lie to y'all. I'm trying to think, y'all. I'm trying to think.
Okay. Right. Is everyone answered?
She's not.
Is everyone answered?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The answer is to what is the number one seller in Walmart? It is bananas.
God damn it.
And that was a repeat question.
All that
it
thinking.
Was a repeat.
Cindy got that one, yeah. Right?
Repeat.
Yep.
Well, you should know by now. So you knew the question, you thick gun, and you never knew the answer. It's fucking amazing. Only you can fucking do that, bro. I'll try. That's fucking epic. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right.
You're obviously not.
What is the unit of currency in Laos? That is L-I-O-S.
Laos.
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 And Laos.
Yeah.
And Laos. Perhaps. I don't remember.
How do you pronounce
the Laos first part of it?
The unit of currency. What's
the currency?
Oh, okay.
L-I-O-S.
And I got a full panel right now, so it's good to see you that we're doing a trivia contest. And that's all right. And
Who is it?
Selena.
Selena, sorry.
Yeah, okay. We're doing a trivia contest right now, Selena. Kind of adult-oriented.
Well, has everyone answered? Everyone answered?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm late, guys.
We're going to have to put the blunt down.
Oh, you need to put it down.
Yeah, put the blunt down and sit up.
I am sitting up, thank you.
Get that gummy out.
Right, can we check if everyone's answered?
Yeah,
please?
Yeah, I think we're there, man.
Yep, okay. So the answer is Kip.
Kip?
K-I-P.
Shelby.
Shelby googled that one, right? That's Sam.
No, I did not Google. No, I know that. It's because at church we had a missionary go up there and she came back. She was telling us about
Google.
It.
Google.
I did not Google.
Reverend Google came. Reverend Google came to the church.
Calm down.
It's Vietnam, love. It's Vietnam. It ain't close. That's your
thing. I'll be ready for the next one.
Yeah.
How many is this now, sir?
That was number 5.
How many are we doing?
We're doing 50.
Fuck. All right. Okay.
Oh,
so, how many? Oh shit! No, I was just reading the wrong one. So, how many years old is the oldest piece of chewing gum?
What? I didn't even know that's
what?
A thing.
Yeah, I'm
I didn't even know that was a
How
thing.
Many years old is the oldest piece of chewing gum? Put it in the
already
comments.
Been chewed? I mean...
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Maybe not. Unless they're buying baseball cards still. That gun's old as shit when it came out in the 80s.
Yeah.
We're throwing down 4,000 years old in.
And we'll go with, you know what we'll do as well? We'll go with the closest to the number wins. Yeah, is that fair? Yeah.
You going to answer, Ellie? Can I get an answer, Ellie?
So closest to the number wins.
Ellie, Cindy. We lost to Mr. B. All right, we got all the answers. Yeah, Mr. Be Gone.
You Sue ready?
Yeah, you ready, Sue?
I'm always ready.
All right.
Right then, so it's 9,000 years.
So if we're going with the closest to it, we'll give it to Ms. Angie at 4,000 years.
Yeah.
Ray, Angie, you got one. It's all right.
These questions
Angie, nobody else has.
No, I thought Ellie got 1 point for the cunt, right?
I'm just joking. Got one right as well.
That's it. That's only 2 points being awarded all day. Let's keep going. Next.
You read it.
Yep.
On average, what is the thing that Americans do 22 times a day? So, on average, what is the thing that Americans do 22 times in a day?
Scratch your ass.
Take a piss pool. Fucking hell, you got some weak bladder, bro.
That's what everybody's saying.
I'm a diabetic. Yeah, diabetics go that many times or more.
And you said pronounce words wrong. Only if you're from England.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Angie.
Perfect. And he says fart.
The other half just winked.
One, two, three. You got an answer for us, Sean, sir? No. No, he said no answer. All right, that's all the answers in. Let's see what we
got. In their nose.
Right, it's open the fridge.
Yeah,
you bunch of fat bastards.
Continuing on with the streak of nobody getting shit right.
Yeah. Right, are we ready for the next one? Across
2 hours of my time.
A crossbreed between a donkey and a zebra is known as what?
A Debbie Downer.
So a crossbreed... a crossbreed between a donkey and a zebra is known as what?
In case you don't know what that man's saying, and he's saying zebra.
Zebra. A donkey. I knew you was going to put that in. And we've got a white rusted in the fridge. Oh, God.
Let me know when everyone's put their answer.
Fruit stripe yum. All right, what was
it? He was in the fridge at all.
Right, so the answer is, are we ready?
Yep.
The answer is zonky.
Oh, it is zonky.
Oh my God, Angie. She Googled that.
No, because I said it as a joke as well.
Yes, motherfucker.
Damn it. Oh, dear. That could be why people can't get in. Crashy's saying she can't get on Podbean for some reason, so maybe there's a problem.
Fuck those.
I guess Ellie said...
Maybe a Podbean's got a virus.
Yeah, Ellie followed her lead and said Zonky as well. So it's, Ellie and Angie, the only two with points today, and they both are tied at two apiece.
Are we ready for the next question? Are we ready for the next question?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Right. Who is the oldest man to win the People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive? Who is the oldest man to win People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive? I'll let Brad have that. That's an answer. What is that colony? So all of the men in the world.
Can I have 6 points? That's the thing that no. You've
that's favouritism.
I ain't, no.
You're out the fridge yet, Russ.
Anyone else?
Man, I was just in there thinking, this woman said JFK. You know he was like in his early 40s, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like most of the sexiest men alive are over 40. But, yeah, JFK. Huh. Never would have thought.
Does that include me, Matt? Oh, you're over 40, aren't you, Russ? Yeah,
all right.
Well, the answer is the answer. So, do you know what the answer?
Yeah, what's the
Sean Connery?
Well, he's got
James Bond. We were supposed to put names.
Yeah.
What the hell else are you supposed to put? Shelby?
I thought you said, how old.
This woman put 100.
No. Stupid bitch.
All right, how old wasn't Shelby? How old wasn't Shelby?
He definitely wasn't 100 years old.
That.
Hey, it could have been George. Hey,
this woman said 100.
Oh man, where'd you get these people from? Right, question. What is the size of a
cat? I'm just so used to nobody getting it. I'm just so used to nobody getting it right that I don't even look.
Oh yeah, who got it right? No. I think Trunkat got it right because he tried to spell it.
Yeah, Trunkat, and then Angie.
And then Angie.
Ellie.
Fucking Paul, Al Pacino. Ellie got it right. Shit, he's dead. Cindy, I don't know who that is, but.
Yeah, Cindy didn't get it right. She said JFK.
Oh, JFK.
JFK taking off. Somebody's taking off.
What's your machine?
I'm just saying now.
You guys.
Washing machine. Damn, cats. Hey, don't make fun of my song.
Right, we're ready now, yeah? So, what is the size of a newborn kangaroo? What is the size of a newborn kangaroo?
Big.
Put your answers in the comments if you don't mind. Do you mean pocket size? What's pocket size?
Pocket size.
If you've got big pockets.
I'm assuming she's talking about the kangaroo mom's front pocket. It's big enough to fit in the pocket.
Yeah, well, how big is that then?
A pouch.
Yeah. We don't know how big it is, though.
I'm the dummy.
Listen, it ain't an argument, Cindy. It's an answer. It's an answer. Pocket size. You've gotta literally tell us a fucking size. You know what I mean?
She did. She said pocket size.
You got the smallest size, is it?
She's been hanging out with all
12 pound. Are you taking the piss? We didn't say how much it weighs, you dummy. We said how big it is.
We didn't say how much it weighs, Sean. We gotta go with the size.
Think of a bag of sugar.
Hang on, Tron said 22 pounds too.
We're saying how big it is. What's the size? Come on.
All right, John said a llama bean.
What is the size? What is the size of a newborn kangaroo? Cindy, so I want you to tell me in a measurement. I don't want you to tell me in pockets.
Cindy,
I don't want you to tell me in sizes of what your things are.
Yeah,
I want you to tell me.
We're going with their answer, wanker.
How fucking big
it's
is.
The size of a wanker.
12 pounds. 12 pounds weight, not size. You've got a thing called weight, and then you've got a thing called size, like in length. Length, you know, like length. You know, length.
Length.
I'm not
size.
Your boyfriend, Cindy.
And don't let me come up on the panel. Right, has everyone answered then, yeah?
It's the size of cats.
It's the size of cats.
It's a wee little man.
It's well, the answer is 1 inch.
Oh, yeah, well, you're about right then, drunk cat, wouldn't you? Oh, sorry.
Just for himself, yeah?
All right, nobody got that right.
Kangaroos have 12 babies.
Huh?
What does that mean?
Paul said 2 centimeters. How many centimeters are in an inch?
25.4.
Yeah, so that's it was close.
25.4.
Yeah, Ellie was close with 20. Yeah, that's what I was saying. No, Ellie was really close with 20 centimeters. Like, she was like really close.
Yeah, but she weren't. She weren't close to them. She weren't close to them.
Come on, man. She was close. She was close, man. She was close.
Sounds like an April.
I think Paul was the closest. Paul was the closest.
Was he able to get?
No, he said
two centimeters.
Ellie said 20.
Yeah, 20 is way bigger.
Right, but ain't that close to an inch?
It's 2.54.
Oh, so yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, okay. Yeah. I thought like 2 centimeters were there in an inch, right? So Paul was like right there at it.
Yeah, but you see 2.54.
But not close enough to get it. Not close enough, man. Not close enough.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, bro.
Yeah.
Paul, I gave you that one. Don't tell anyone.
Why?
Damn, Ellie.
Please come on board.
Are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do sea otters keep from drifting apart while they sleep? How do sea otters keep from drifting apart while they sleep?
Go with a logical answer. They find dry land.
And she was watching the land,
guys. Get up on the bank.
She wants to watch on the story.
All right.
Put your answers in the comments. Come on.
I only got two answers so far. We got an answer there, Ellie. Rocks. Angry. Come on. Angie, come on. Oh, Angie did answer.
What's up, man?
They float on their bellies. Is this going to help me at my job? You got to get a job first, Shelby.
I have a job, nothing. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie, nothing's going to help you at your job. Let's carry on.
Hell, I don't know. Shit.
I guess. Just guess, Bob. It's only fun. You never know, you might be winning, but look at tonight.
Fuck that. I know I won't.
Don't knock yourself, love. You came second once.
All right, everybody answered
it's my final answer.
All right, tongue-tied. All right, let's go.
Wait, we ready?
Yeah.
The answer is, so how do sea otters keep from drifting apart whilst they sleep? It's they hold hands.
Aww.
Yes.
Sea otters have
hands. So anyone who said cuddle or hold each other, you're correct. Yes, without fail.
All right, so Angie, Paul, Ellie, Shelby said tongue tie. I don't kind of otter she was playing.
No, come on, give it to me now.
Baby,
give me a fifth of a point. I mean, come on.
All right. We'll give you half a point for that.
Thank you.
Shelby gets half a point for a retarded question.
Oh, you're a
pain in the fucking. I mean,
answer. All right. Next question.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on.
That's not fair. Neither's my ass. Right. Next question. All right. Here we go. So, what is the only mammal that can't jump? What is the only mammal? The dude who read these questions is a retard. What are the only mammals that can't jump? I have to change them, man. Fuck.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, go on.
Those questions I gave you are better than these.
No, these are good, man. These are good, actually.
Too fucking hard. No, it's getting.
Oh, wait, those aren't. Wait, no.
I'm glad it's about time.
You don't want to give that cigar away.
No, I just, it's all in all. Someone's going to win, and I couldn't give a fuck. I'm not going to smoke it. Fuck that.
Yeah, somebody's gonna win
this damn. Not
thing.
Only that,
I win it,
man. Trust me. Yeah. Wait, for you.
He said jump. Prop,
he's a proper fucking. Should see. I'll take a picture of it and up with you.
Totally.
It didn't work at the minute.
Ellie, you can't win that if you go.
Right, let me know when everyone's answered, if you don't mind.
I think we're there, man. I think we're there. All right, let's see. Which one is it?
Right, the answer is elephant.
Fuck.
All right, well, Paul got that right. Shelby said penguins.
Go ahead and call me out there. I mean, really? Honestly?
They I mean, can't jump.
Just a penguin, in silence.
A penguin. A penguin literally goes to the edge of the rocks and jumps.
Not
you
mention,
know what I mean?
Not, to, not, not to mention is it. So not jump. To mention is and it. It's a, fly it's a little bird, bit. Not a mammal.
They can hover. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I weren't going to say anything.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, his elephants. Oh, Cindy got on. That. Ellie got that. And Miss Angie got that. And Paul. That's it, Paul.
John, you just go with the flow.
A giraffe
just go with the flow, mate. Calm down. Neither can your mum, so just shut the fuck up. Right, so here we go. I'm only joking. Right, so how many eyes do
Captain she can't because she's dead. She's dead, Caps. She's dead. Of course she can't jump.
That's so wrong.
Right.
How many eyes does what have?
Fucking hell. Angie won. Some fucking Cyclops.
One big eye on it, thing.
Brilliant.
Eyes, not legs, Cindy. Eyes.
Oh, it's trying cat. I was only joking, by the way. How many play? Well, normally people have two eyes, you know what I mean? Like, at least.
Hey, William, how you doing, man? We're doing our trivia. How are you doing our day?
It's fine. No, I was only fucking joking, mate. I went, mate. You ain't seen you in ages. I want you to, you know our sense of humour still there, you know what I mean? You are right, William, you dirty little bastard. I hope all your deers are okay.
You want to join in the last
playing
bit?
Trivia?
William, do you want to join in the last bit?
Yeah, believe it or not, William, you could still win this thing.
Still win.
Okay,
William, you're in. Just giving that last question quickly,
Cass,
you can answer that one.
How
many eyes does a caterpillar have, William?
12.
Oh, it's fucking hell.
What?
Oh, shit, I thought you asked me.
And William still answered 4.
I didn't know you gave me the answer.
That's brilliant.
All right.
I fucking
Paul,
love this
Paul
shit,
got
man.
That right and Cindy got that right.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize.
What number are we on now? What number?
That was 13.
Thank fuck for that. Right, next one. Question. Guinness. The beer is an invention from where? Where? So Guinness is the beer. The beer is an invention from where? So where was it invented? Put it in the comments.
You could be winning, William.
All right, I think we got all the answers. Go ahead, Caps, what's the answer?
Oh shit, I forgot. No, I'm in joke. It was Ireland.
All right, Miss Angie, you got that right.
Who got it wrong?
Oh shit, can I just tell you who got it right?
Go on then.
Miss Angie got it right.
Wait for that 8 from the 80 to land first, because I can't.
Ms. Angie got that right. John Cat got that wrong. William got that right. Ellie got that right. Shelby got that right. Paul got that right.
Yep.
And Cindy got that right.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
And Tron said, fuck with that turbine.
It does sound like an airplane coming in there, doesn't it?
Right, we're ready for the next question.
Yeah, this is the final.
Fuck with the turbine.
Okay.
Right, you ready, yeah? So, how many varieties of avocados are there?
What?
How many varieties of avocados are there? Avocados.
Taxi. Wow.
Oh, they're answering.
That's something. Yeah.
We'll go to the closest. We'll go to the closest to the number. Well, spot on there. Fuck it.
Susan, fuck that. You either get it right or you get it wrong, damn it. There is no in between.
Yeah, fuck this. I've had a stressful 2 hours.
It's only been an hour.
No, I was doing it long before the show started, Russell, because you deserted me.
I was at church.
Not good enough.
Paul's at green ones. Alright, what's the answer?
Caps. Caps. Coming in number one.
What's the answer, Caps?
He's waiting on the airplane to land.
Yeah. You fucking freak. It's 500, you bunch of dummies.
What?
Oh, well, Cindy, yeah, we're going to the closest. Cindy,
I'm wrong.
Cindy's right with 10. can we just say no one got that right, dude? Because, like, no one was close.
You sure it's not 5 cats? And you read it wrong.
This man done disappeared. He said, I said what I said, damn it.
Alright, okay. Now we've got the fun part coming up.
Alright, Cap.
Look it up on Google, it's over 500. It's over 500.
I believe you.
Thousands of woodens. Right then, we're gonna put a tongue on and then we're gonna start. Fucked up show.
Don't get offended, anybody.
If you get offended, you can send a letter to Podbean. No problem.
He said
who gives a fuck?
No problem.
Yeah.
You should be honest. You should be.
DJ, are we ready?
Yeah, you can send any complaints to theshepshack@gmail.com. We'll be sure to respond to all those. Let's see, what do we want to go? How about this?
Come on.
I'm trying, man. Everything's buffering, man. Buffering.
Put the airplane song on. As we got one landing cap.
I will not. I am.
Oh, come on, Rudd. Put airplane.
I'd rather stick my finger in a light socket.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody getting sleep now.
Look, man, it started the wrong song because it buffered, all right? It just skipped down on the James Taylor list. But it's so good. There it is.
I needed the shelter of someone's arms. Well, that's a lot of lights, everybody.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion. Deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so. Thank you, baby.
You doing?
Is everybody ready for the how you doing? How you doing? Right, so here we go. This is the first question.
Ready.
Put your answers in the chat. This is all about Podbean now, yeah? So the first question is, Ruku woke up for work and tripped over what? A, a mask. B, a beer bottle. We'll see, Stewie. Put your answers in the chat.
I think we got all the answers now.
Right, so the answer to the question is the mask. I.
Nobody got that right.
Tron Cat did.
Cool, you could have.
Tron Cat did? Oh, yeah, he did.
I've swapped them all around anyway.
Nah, I mean, I don't make them on that one.
You can honestly swap them all around. Because our host went AWOL, we had to bring in Paul.
No, James Beard.
Right, are we ready? Hello, James. Are we ready for the answer? I mean, for the next question, sorry?
I don't know who got it right. No one's told me any answers yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
John Kurt said he got it right.
Okay. Well, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Just one person, yeah?
Okay. So, how many glasses of Pepsi / milk does Crash drink in a day? Now, is it A, two?
Is it B, 4? Or is it C, 8?
That's Pepsi and milk mixed together, by the way. She calls it pilk.
No, Ellie, we need an answer, Ellie, not just the name of what she calls it.
Look at the birds. Rush, you must be outside.
Yeah, I'm outside.
Damn nasty.
Let me know when everyone's answered.
You going to answer, Paul? She said you could answer.
No, okay, I was there for nothing. I'm not going to jump in on that.
It's what?
You could answer every other one. You could answer every other one of them wrong so nobody knew, man. Duh.
Yeah, but he doesn't know the answers because that's what I'm all about.
What? Paul, why are you answering, bud?
I helped come up with them, so I was just...
No, but I swapped the answer.
No, you just answer what you think.
Yeah, she's changed the answers, man. So you may know the question, but you know the answer. All right, so Paul's going to be... All right, let's go with the answer. What's the answer?
It's 2.
You see, you got it wrong.
I went for the middle.
Nobody got that right. A is not the middle, bro. A multiple choice is to start.
No one got it right. Right then. Right, are you ready for the next question? Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck. Here we go. What does Russell love? Okay.
No one's told me he's got it.
No one
No one got it right.
No one got it.
Ellie didn't put A in then. Ellie's got A there.
Oh, Ellie does have A. Shit. I'm sorry. I totally didn't see that.
Oh, sorry.
I just seen her pilk answer. I didn't even... I'm sorry.
Come on, Ellie. Let's go out.
I just seen the pilk answer.
All right. The next question is, what does Russell love the most of the following? A, his podcast. B, his ego. Or C, his weed stash. Put the answers in the comments. I'm sorry, bro. I'm so sorry, bro.
Paul said B.
I apologized.
Paul said B, bro.
I'm so sorry.
All
right. I apologize as I say it. These bastards when we do it.
At least some people know me. All right, what's the answer, man?
Please. He's weed.
Cindy got it right. Aberrant answered that one and got it right. Tron got it right. And Shelby got it right.
You damn right.
Yeah, Cindy got it right. I said
Cindy got it right too.
I said that. I said Cindy.
Right, are we ready for the next one? Are you done, Mark?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, the next question is, who's more scared of crazy lady? Is it A, Jake, the dog? Is it B, a rubber duck licker? Or is it C, Ross, the fella? Put your answers in the comments. Sorry, crazy. I know you're not here, but I'll tell you what, be flying a wall tomorrow when you listen to it.
Oh, my favorite two are coming up. You're going to love these shovels.
What's the answer, my brother?
The answer is... the answer is Ross. See? Yep.
Ellie got it right. Paul got
sorry,
it right.
Sorry, say that again.
Ellie and Paul.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ready for the next question, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, right, what did Bella, the Queen, forget to put on this morning? Was it A, her nails? Was it B, her computer? Or was it C, her crown?
I love that one. All right. What's the answer, Caps? I think we got the answers in.
Fucking answer, I can stop laughing. No offense, but it was your crown. Yeah, the answer.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, Shelby got that one.
No autographs.
Yeah, it was C.
Everybody else thought it was her knickers.
I thought it was the knickers, bro. Oh my days.
Yeah, she just don't put those on. Well, she just don't.
She goes all commando and shit, man. Smiley faces and everything. Right, and question six. What does George do at 3 a.m. every morning on social media? Does he A, brush his teeth? Does he play on placed Facebook? Is anybody there? Or C, watch baseball? Put your answers in the comments.
Oh,
Sorry. You can see how close.
They are close.
Do you hear him? Oh my god. Russell's like, for fuck's sake, what have you done? Right, you ready? The answer. It's only for if you really take offended, if you're offended by it, then fucking go and cry.
You can
just let us go at 5 minutes past three.
You can just tell that Russ wasn't there to monster us, can't you, Cat?
Yeah, it wasn't our fault. It was my fault. It's all my fault. Fuck off. Right, so the answer is B. A play on Facebook, is anybody there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so Aberrant got that right. Cindy got that Aberrant's right. Not well, she's played the last couple.
Oh, Aberrant.
Cindy got that one right. Shelby got that right. Angie got that right. Ellie got that right. And Paul got that right. I say Cindy.
Him, Paul, he went after you too.
Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah. No, I just see every time it's on there.
Oh, I can't see the half the fucking question.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You can if you read it.
Make it up as you go along, dude.
No. Do you want me to read it or can you
she
read
said,
it?
She said no.
Pants, Robbie, start.
Streamed it beard and then it says open with.
Okay. Short pants Robert trimmed his beard and found what?
Oh, okay. So short pants Robert trimmed his beard and found what? A pot of week old yogurt, B, spare change, or C, a dingleberry. Also known as a dangleberry. Put your answers in the comments. Thank you very much.
And Cap's had about 10 minutes to type that up, so one mistake, you know what I mean?
No, it's all right. You've done well, man.
I hear an excuse. Oh, I'm trying to see you later, man.
I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, so we got 1, 2, 3. All right, Tron. All right, so.
Ethan!
Oh, yeah. Did we just yell at Ethan?
Got the answer.
Yeah, we're waiting for the answer. I just I think he just yelled at his son real quick.
Right, the answer is a pot of wheat old yogurt.
Yeah, I don't think anybody got that right. Everybody thought he had a dingleberry in his beard. What kind of nasty person y'all think Robert is, man? I mean, Shelby knows. She's been almost a week around him, but, yeah.
Abstinence.
It doesn't matter. You're saying that beard looked like a dingleberry would be in there?
No.
I just know y'all's brains.
Obviously not. Obviously not. They went with yogurt. We're not crazy.
So, right. So, it's everyone answers. It's everyone answers.
We're not mean.
We were going to say Brett's dingleberry, but we thought we'd better not.
I ain't seen it.
Yeah, we're not mean people.
Are we done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so the next question is, when South Oz sat on the toilet, what did he see? Was it A, 50 empty toilet rolls, B, used tampons stuffed behind a mirror, or C, inverted belly button?
Did you say magpies? I think all of those have happened.
Yes. Just potluck this one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's a D, all of the above, right?
What was B? B was used tampon stuff behind the mirror, Ellie.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't really want to say it again. I already said it. I don't really want to say it.
You raised two teenage girls. I'm sure you've seen pad and tampon papers all over the place. Places you never thought you'd see them. Like, walk outside. Why the fuck is there a pad stuck to the side of the house? Now, what is that?
Has everybody answered?
And who drew a smiley face on it? That's what I want.
Right, are we ready?
Oh, God.
Yes, go ahead.
Everyone answered.
Yes, go ahead.
Right, yeah, is C an inverted belly button?
Paul got that right. Cindy got that right. Shelby got that right. And Angie said, for fuck's sake. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, let me know, Sue. You don't? Right, question 9 out of 10. More likely. Pocket. Is it B, Boston cream donut? Or is it C, monkey punch?
Donkey punch.
God, that's obvious. Oh, Ellie, come on, Ellie.
No, don't follow Ellie. Whisper.
Ellie, you're just mean.
Is everyone finished?
Alright, I think that's it, man.
Let's so we've answered. Everyone answered?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the answer is B, a Boston cream donut.
Either
way, gave us
that answer.
Alright, Cindy, Angie.
There's your new one to start telling.
That's it. Andy and Cindy.
Yeah.
Angie and Cindy, yeah. Unless you wanted to give it to Ellie with the Alabama Hot Pocket, you know.
No, you can't give that to her anymore.
Fine.
Right, and so the next question is, What did Boogie Knight stream about last night? So, the A is getting stranded on a desert island with Joe Antonio. B, The Antonio Show. Or C, and Joe Antonio.
Four choices there, isn't it?
You ever drop your bowl, your silicone bowl, and wonder why you didn't hear it bounce?
Broke it, it smashed.
No, it's silicone.
So I'll say that question again, just in case you didn't hear it. What did Boogie Knight stream about last night? Is it A, getting stranded on a desert island with Joe Antonio? B, The Joe Antonio Show? Or C, Joe Antonio?
Yeah, C, you know, fuck you caps, A, B, C, and A. C, yeah, all right. What's the answer, brother?
Right, so the answer is A, getting stranded on a desert island with Joe Antonio.
Miss Angie got that right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
So, I think we should put a song on, and then we'll tell you the results.
Right.
I hope you fucking like that. If anyone got bothered, go write a letter to the fucking Member of Parliament or something, you bunch of fairies.
Alright. Yay, Paul.
Pack up all my cares and woes, feeling low. Here I go, I say bye.
You should have told me he was going to take that picture out of the turn and give you the side of my good cheeks.
I love you. Keep on having me. Keep
that song was worth it just for the guitar solo. Anyway, what's up, Cap? She got the results in, man.
Right, are we ready? So here we go. So the oh my god, I'll tell you now. Right then. So third place goes to Shelby.
What?
Congratulations, Shelby. Third place.
So congratulations.
Have we got claps? Have we got claps?
Oh, I was just shocked for a second.
Third place. All right.
Yeah, congratulations, Shelby. Good job.
Congratulations, you've done well. Second place, Cindy. Congratulations to Cindy. And how the fuck this happened, I do not know. But Paul, Ellie, Angie.
No. Second place is Cindy and Paul. Read it right.
Oh, Cindy and Paul. Sorry, Paul. And Paul. Yeah. Sorry about that. So,
Get over here, Paul. Get over here.
Second,
Paul.
Cindy.
Second place, Cindy.
Sorry about that.
Get over here, Paul.
You done well. Now, in first place, in joint first place, is Ellie and Angie. Well done. Wow. First place winners. Congratulations. You've done very well. Amazing. And can I just say thank you for everyone who participated in the show. And you know what? If we didn't have you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you very much. Over to you, boys and girls.
Yeah, so that means Ellie and Andy are both eligible for the final contest at the end of the month that we do to determine the winner of the merchandise and a Cuban cigar. And
yeah. Chop that in half.
Yeah, I'm gonna chop that in half.
So, Shelby, it wasn't worth celebrating third place, but I'm sorry about that. I didn't want to burst your bubble.
Wow, where'd she go? She left. What? Shelby dipped out last. She's like third place, my ass.
Celebrate.
All right, so we'll be back next week with an all new episode. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. GMT time. Appreciate everybody for coming and hanging out with us. Thank you, Sue, as always, for keeping the scores and all of it going for us. And Cats, appreciate you for hosting. And everyone for Addy for joining. And we'll see y'all next week. Thank y'all so much.
Give me the answer.
I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Sue, the donation lines are open. If you want to start getting the answers from Sue, they do go to the highest bidder, and they do close on Tuesday at midnight GMT. So you got to go ahead and get those bids in now if you want the answers.
So, and I do buy pod beans with them, by the way. I don't keep the money.
You want a new car. No. All right. We'll see.
you guys, absolutely, you've made me. Honestly, thank you all, man. You honestly, if it weren't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So fucking brilliant. Have a good one.
All right, man. I'll see y'all around later, Caps. Later, Sue. Bye, Paul. Appreciate y'all for being here. Everybody down in the chat.
Love. Bye, everyone. Bye.